Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and ace striker Jess Battle with another hat-trick to add to her total. You're pretty much closing in on all-time hero for one season, Firuze Abdullahi, who scored 9. It looks like you're going to get there. You've got about 5 already.
Each game I just try for better, like help the team win, and if that means scoring goals, then it's a good thing. And especially when we've got a ground like this to play on, it just makes it extra special.
Yeah, it was a special day, wasn't it? First competitive game for the women inside here. We've certainly stepped up from the muddy mulch that we started off with at Broadhurst Park, only about a quarter mile over the road. But this is a nice surrounding.
Yeah, it was a great day. I think, you know, the fans all enjoyed themselves today. We built the occasion up, and I think the ladies delivered on the pitch. So I don't think you can argue with 11 goals and no response. Yeah, just really proud of them all. And, you know, it's only what they deserve. They all deserve to be on this platform every week, and hopefully we can get to that stage at some point in the future.
Yeah, but that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? We started off it pretty much like last week with 2 early goals, and then it slowed down a bit, and I thought seemed to be following almost the same pattern. We got one towards the end of the second half, but we really turned it up after the break, though. We sort of like pounded them into the dust, really.
Yeah, I think credit to the girls, because I think last week when we sort of encountered a bit of a roadblock, I think they really struggled to work it out. And I think this week, obviously coming through training and obviously having a bit more of a positive mindset, I think we managed to break them down. And, well, obviously we did, and we scored another 9 after that. So rather than get sort of come unstuck, we decided to, you know, do things a little bit differently and then found a different way to break them down, and then obviously scored more goals. So
yeah, it looked a lot more free flowing this week compared to last week, pretty much like it was 2 weeks ago when we were a lot more at ease on the ball, and it just seemed to find a lot of space. Some lovely crosses from Yvette to get the goals in, certainly for your second, possibly, was it?
I think it was my first on third, yeah.
Yeah, the one that you chipped in at the near post, that was a really lovely. Was that an outside of the foot little thing, or
no?
What
was it? Inside of the foot. And funnily enough, at training on Wednesday, all we did was work on the inside of our foot finishing. So I think I did it for most of the 3 of my goals out of the 3. So it's when training works, and we carry it into the game on a Sunday, which shows a lot.
Yeah, that's got to be quite rewarding, hasn't it, when you practice something, but not only do you try it, but it also comes off as well and be successful and adds to what was a terrific scoreline.
Yeah, and I think that's like the attitude of the group we've got this year is we've got that attitude now. You know, we work on something and you can see it going onto the pitch, and that's obviously what's taken us from where we were to where we are now. And you know, as the season goes on, we just need to keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully come the end of the season we can be at the top.
Exactly. I mean, that's only got to build confidence, hasn't it? I mean, yeah, they were top of their division. I don't think they conceded a goal in the league prior to that. So it shows that the South, as we suspected, is quite a lot stronger than the North when you can batter the top of the division 11-0.
Yeah, and we'd like to say we've just got to beat what's in front of us. You know, we'll carry on for 93 minutes. We'll carry on trying to score a goal. You know, we never get complacent, or we never settle for what we've got. We need to keep going and try and get more, and that's the only way we'll reach the top.
Yeah, so we're back in the league again next week.
Yep, so home against West Isbury and Charlton, yeah. On the 3G. So yeah, again, fantastic turnout from the fans, and we'd love to see some of you carry that into next week.
Yeah, there are quite obviously some new faces today, getting a bit of an eyeful of quality football, and hopefully next week in the league we can carry on not only winning but clean sheets, maybe.
Yeah, that's it.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That's the one.
All right, thanks very much, Jess.
Cheers, Neil.
Thank you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.